Now, I want to take you to Bethlehem and to the hills outside Bethlehem. My text is in Luke chapter 2, and beginning at verse 10. Let me set the scene here. An angel, we're not sure if it's Gabriel. Gabriel had appeared earlier in the narrative of Luke, but an angel has appeared to these shepherds on the hillside outside of Bethlehem. And they had appeared in great glory and filled these shepherds with fear. And then in verse 10, and the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." I don't think I've ever seen an angel, at least not knowingly. I've been in a few situations and wondered afterwards, was that an angel? We are told in Scripture that they appear sometimes unawares. I think if we saw something appearing from another space, as these shepherds did, I think we would be afraid. It would fill us with a sense of fear and trepidation. What Luke is describing here is something that the Scots would call uncanny. There's something odd, there's something quite distinctive about it, and it has filled them with fear. And so the first thing I want us to think about are the words of the angel to these shepherds. Fear not. Do not be afraid. There are so many occasions in the Bible where we read those words of God coming to disciples who find themselves in difficulty, in trial, and the words are, do not be afraid. Shepherds, and there's a Texan in here who has a shepherd farm, has a sheep farm, somewhere in the building. There's a Texan who has a sheep farm. And shepherds were on, I apologize in advance, but this is a well-known New Testament scholar who's now deceased in the 20th century, wrote a massive book, which I had to read when I was a seminary student, called Jerusalem in the Time of Jesus. And he has a chapter on shepherds and how they were regarded in the first century as being on the very bottom rung of the social ladder. To shepherds, the angel comes. To those on the lowest social rung of the ladder, the announcement of the birth of Jesus was made. How gospel-like is that? To those with the greatest need comes a message of the greatest joy and privilege. Do not be afraid. Every Advent season has some in the congregation who are in trouble. It's a season of trial, disease, cancer, the loss of a loved one, the memory of the loss of a loved one. To lose one's spouse, to lose one's parents, to lose one's children. This is God's message to you. Do not be afraid. When the enemy surrounds you, and we are surrounded by the enemy all the time, he prowls about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, the angel will say to you, do not be afraid. Why should they not be afraid? Because he brings a message, a word from on high, a word of gospel. I bring you good news. It's euangelion, it's evangel, it's the word gospel in English. He has good news for the shepherds, and Luke wants to record it, because this good news is for all the people. It's for the whole wide world, this good news, that Jesus is born in a stable in Bethlehem. The Savior of the world has come. Whom Luke records the angel as saying, Christ the Lord. Christ meaning Messiah, the promised one. He's the fulfillment of prophecy, but he's also the Lord. He's also, we used to say Jehovah, but now we say Yahweh. He is the only God there is. There is more than one who is that one God, and I'll refer you back to this morning's sermon. The Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Spirit is God. But Jesus is the only God there is. And he has come into the world to save sinners. Now, that is the $64,000 question. Why did the shepherds need a savior? From what does the savior save them from? What is the essence of the good news? And the essence of the good news is that he saves us from the consequences of our sin. The Bible is very clear. We're all sinners. We're all children of Adam by nature. There is none righteous, no, not one. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But there's good news. Apart from the Savior, there is bad news. Apart from the Savior, we are still in our sins and must suffer the consequences of our sins. But Jesus came into the world to save sinners. This hours old infant in the manger in Bethlehem will grow up, and men will take him and nail him to a cross and crucify him. And why did Jesus die? Christmas anticipates Easter. When Bach wrote his Christmas oratorio, in the very first chorale, he has them sing Paul Gerhardt's tune that we all know, that is an Easter tune. Bach is trying to tell you that even at Christmas time, and even in the manger, there is the anticipation of Calvary and Easter. He came to die. That was his mission. He came to die in the place and room of sinners like you and me. He came to pay the price that we cannot pay. He came to offer up his life as a sacrifice for sinners like you and me. He came to provide propitiation, to appease the righteous wrath of God, that is the reflex of God towards sin. And God punished him instead of us. His wrath came down upon his son at Easter. My God, why have you forsaken me? That's the good news the angel brought the shepherds in Bethlehem on that first Christmas morning. With one angel came hundreds, thousands, more. Singing glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. That message has never changed over 2,000 years, and as we enter another Advent season, this is the good news for you and the good news for me. There is a Saviour that we can believe in. There is a salvation that we can grasp and experience. There is the abounding love of our Heavenly Father who sent His only begotten Son into the world to save sinners like you and me. That's the good news of Christmas. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this wonderful, wonderful scene that is so memorable to all of us. And we pray that we might not just see it sentimentally, but that we might own it for ourselves, that we might grasp hold of Christ as He is offered to us in the Gospel, and that we might truly call Him my Lord and my Saviour, for Jesus' sake. Amen.